Congrats to Bradley Beal. Bradley, I just called him Bradley Beal. Congrats to Bradley Beal on joining the old husband brotherhood.
Oh, what do you think at some point he'll say? What do you think the first time he'll say "my wife" without the Borat voice will be?
Ooh, gotta be on his wedding night.
he's gonna have performance anxiety about saying it.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0.
Welcome back, everyone, to another long-awaited, or not, episode of Full Court Mess. I'm Jared, your local Scarlet Fever haver.
I'm Joe, your local Rising Stars game participant, Svetislav Mikaluk pronouncer.
Oh, I'm Will, nude as fuck and still not certain why we have an explicit label on... podcasts?
I thought we do. We do have an explicit label on it.
We sure do.
We definitely do. All right. Really quick, before we get into anything, we've been gone like a month because half of us have been sick. Will and I have been pretty sick, unable to record. And then Joe and I were out of town together.
It's true. And... we were in the same town, out of town.
Yes. Out of state, in state. So, it's been a month, just about. We've been busy. We're back. Things should be good, provided none of us get super sick again. And one other note is that we are recording this on January 31st, Friday of 2020. It's been a weird week, if... you've turned on the news, read anything, gone outside. Even if you live under a rock, you'd probably know what's going on. We're not really going to discuss much of it because we feel like it's not for us to discuss and everyone else kind of has it covered. And there's just obviously so much with it. And that's kind of that. But good news is we have Brent here right now.
Hi, guys.
Brent, you can speak now.
Hi, guys. Hello.
Brent, give us your All Sense team right now. Brent is back, baby, and he's going to give us his All Sense team right now, or we're going to fucking kill him.
Oh, boy. Okay. All right. Well, you know, I remember when you guys started this bit at the beginning of the season, I went down and I immediately wrote down mine because I was very excited to share with you guys. If you guys can get the theme going on here, like, shout out to you guys. All right. So at point guard, I'm starting Luka Doncic as my point guard.
Okay.
Because, I mean, just take a look at the season he's having. He's only going to get better. And, you know, he was a guy I was really high on coming out in the draft. And the fact that he's good makes me feel smart and like I know anything about basketball. So
he's also European.
Yes. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. You know. At shooting guard, this one isn't as good, but you know, I love him anyways. Current Brooklyn Nets guard, Janin Musa. The Bosnian.
Very good.
You know, from the same hometown that my family originates from.
Well, how about this one? The Bosnian boss.
Oh, ooh. There we go. That's good.
Check this guy's out. I just came up with this. The Bosnian basketball player.
Okay.
Okay, a bit of a stretch. Okay. But
it's a good one. I like that one. All right, so then at the short forward position, I'm going to have... Mario Hezonja, the Croatian Kobe. He's not very good either. But, you know, I remember when he came out in the draft, too, I was like, wow, this guy's really great. Like, he can dribble the ball and he can shoot the ball. He must be he's going to be a great player, obviously. Not really worked out. You know, he did have that awesome dunk on Giannis where he stepped over him. And you know,
awesome in air quotes, certainly.
It was awesome. It was pretty sick. It was sweet.
And the best part was Giannis promised that it would happen again.
Yes, yes.
Yes.
People forget this.
It hasn't happened again.
We await the sequel.
I remember when Hezonja was coming out into the league, into the draft, and I think he went like fifth overall.
Yes.
And I remember wanting him on the Bucks that year and thinking, well, he's going to get drafted way earlier than the Bucks. So it's not even worth pining for him. But alas.
Never had a player personally, or I think league wide, like NBA fan wide, have their reputation boosted so much by a fake Instagram account.
Yep. Also,
it was so awesome when he was coming out and everyone thought that Instagram account was his and that he was the cockiest motherfucker who had ever lived. And he's cocky. Like, he was fun.
He is. To round out like the trio of events, like the block he had on LeBron last year.
Oh yeah,
to win the game, he was just.
I love that we refer to the trio of it as the three things that have happened in his career.
Yeah, no, those are the three things we love about him.
That's all of it.
Oh, I just looked up the draft, and that was the year the Bucks got Rashad Vaughn, who I don't think is on a team right now anyway. So, I would have much rather had Mario Hezonja than Rashad Vaughn.
Is that UNLV legend Rashad Vaughn, or do I have that wrong?
That is, you are correct. Oh, man. he is currently playing in the Adriatic League.
Ooh.
Oh, he must be playing in for the, like, Croatia or something.
Igokia.
Your pronunciation.
In Europe, right. Yes. The Adriatic League is in former Yugoslavia.
Yes. Oh. Yes, I was when you said Adriatic League, I was like, oh, well, you know, we're connecting it back to all these
originally all featured clubs from the former Yugoslavia, Bosnia and Herzegovina, Croatia, Montenegro, North Macedonia, Serbia, and Slovenia. Shout out to Rashad Vaughn. That's all I got.
Where did it all go, Vong?
Oh, brother.
Thank you.
All right, so then we're gonna get to my power forward. Now this was another player that I was dead set on being an absolute legend. I thought this guy was gonna be the next Dirk Nowitzki. I remember seeing footage of him before the draft, and I was like, there's no way this guy isn't an NBA All-Star, just next greatest player of all time.
Wait. Okay, guesses. Dragan Bender.
Oh, you got it. You got it, brother.
Yes. Oh, boy. Yes. Damn.
You got it, brother. I was hypnotized by the name, too, you know?
Great name.
Sometimes if somebody's just got a good enough name, you could be like, well, they're obviously going to be great at basketball.
It was such a bummer realizing that he was afraid of physical contact.
Yes. I remember seeing footage of him playing. I remember seeing footage of him, like, really grainy-ass footage, and I don't know why it was so grainy. It was, like, 2014, but it looked like it was shot in 2002 of him, like, in a gym with, like, five people and him just blocking shots of other really skinny, you know, European kids. And I was like, wow, this guy's got it. I know it.
Bucks legend, Dragan Bender.
You know, he's there for you if there's an injury. You know, if Ilyasova gets out, and then both the Lopez brothers get out, you know, he's ready for you guys.
He was killing it in the preseason. Honestly, no, he's a great final body on the bench there.
We poke fun, but he never stood a chance. He got drafted by the Suns.
True. Yeah,
that's what I blame it on.
His career got injured the second that he came to the NBA.
Yeah.
In an alternate universe, he is, like, really great, and he's the new Dirk.
But oh, absolutely.
Unfortunately, we live in this universe where he is not great. All right, and then so rounding out my team at the center position, the big boy himself, Boban Marjanović.
Oh.
He's just so big, guys. He's so
Very
big.
Nice.
He's so big.
I think he's a dual son, perhaps a tri-son for the three of us.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely.
I believe Stephen Adams is also. Those are the two triple sons on this podcast. Yeah.
You know, I get on Instagram and I start scrolling and I see those ads for the giant blankets and I just want to crawl up in there with him.
Don't we all?
Mm-hmm. Good cuddle with him.
All of us together in one giant blanket.
He could just cup you with his hands.
Yeah.
Hold you like a small dove. Now,
he's so big.
Important question for Brent's sons. Would these Yugoslavian All-Stars take home the gold medal at the upcoming Olympics?
Absolutely. 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 You got the size. You got the shooting. You've got it all. You've got it all.
They've got the swagger.
And that's just boba.
They've got everything but melanin.
The Dallas Mavericks slogan.
Yeah, no, this is just the Dallas Mavericks team next year. Like...
it would be, except Mark Cuban thinks that Mario Hezonja has a little too much hip-hop culture in him.
I'm sick of these hip-hop style Balkan basketball players.
But he doesn't feel like he came from Europe. Feels like he came from one of these American AAU leagues.
Little bit too much Dante DiVincenzo, if you ask me.
Wait, it'd be incredible to hear like Dante DiVincenzo code switch to talk to Mark Cuban.
So yeah, there's my sons. It's my sons.
Do you think the Dallas Mavericks were going to draft Ty Jerome until they did a little more research and realized he's actually mixed? All in and ready to make the call, and then someone slid him a file across the war room table in the draft. And then he all of a sudden was like, no, cancel the pick. We're going with someone else. Trade the pick. I don't give a shit.
You know, one of the biggest head-scratching moves from the Mavericks last year was when they decided to, like, let Giannis's little brother go for, like, no real reason. And, like, apparently they, like, have plans in the future to try and recruit him to come play for them. That was very confusing. It was...
How about,
it's like, we could keep this guy on like a two-way, just keep developing him, you know, it doesn't really matter, but they're just like, no, go away.
Absolutely not. It's not worth it. It's not fucking worth it. Sorry, we saw the last name, we assumed he'd be different.
Like, yeah, just based on last name alone, you have to think, like, limitless potential. Like, mm-hmm. It took Giannis 3 or 4 years to really become much of anything beyond, like, an athletic freak.
No, sorry, I was saying they were hoping that he might be white.
Ah, okay. Fair.
Wait, this guy's Greek? I mean...
His name's Kostas? All right, he's in. For sure.
Mark Cuban firing one of his scouts for not remembering that Greek has a lot of immigrants. How about how just, like, bad Kristaps Porzingis is?
Yeah, he's not great. He's not very good.
We're real hype over this duo, and like whether you're hype over him specifically, you know, is another matter. There's issues there. Mm-hmm. But everybody's hype over this duo. Like, yo, these two young guys in Dallas ready to, like, tear up the league. And instead, it's a question of, like, yeah, Luka is a top five MVP candidate, and Kristaps might actively be hurting the team.
He looks so much skinnier than he used to, and that's something. That's something. If you look skinnier than you used to do as Kristaps,
there was that whole blow up over Carlisle saying, like, "Yo, we're not gonna post him up. A post up isn't a good play anymore." And all of the, like, traditional NBA heads got mad because they're like, "What the fuck? Like, mad about quote unquote analytics, everything like that."
Mm-hmm.
And they kept complaining, like, "Oh yeah, well, he's shooting 31% from three or whatever, so maybe having him out there is not such a great idea either, Rick Carlisle." Like, that they're gonna get into the fight over Rick Carlisle that he's too into analytics or something. But all of it, you know, is, yo, Kristaps looks like he weighs about a buck 70 soaking wet and sucks in the post.
Yeah.
Like,
yep.
You don't even have to accept that a post up is a bad play. He just stinks at it.
Pretty much Rick Carlisle, who is a great coach, was saying, hey man, our post up options are Kristaps or Willie Cauley Stein at this point. So I think we'll go with the 3-point shot.
Yo, Willie Cauley Stein though, pretty solid move for the team after losing was it Powell to the Achilles tear?
I think that's like
they got a whole extra name.
Yeah. I think that's a win-win for both teams though.
Yeah, like I mean, like we're not expecting huge things out of college time, but like he can set a pick and sprint to the rim, which you need to give that to Luka.
Yeah, I think that works really well with like the offense that Dallas is running, and I think Dallas obviously like needed him more than the Warriors do.
Oh yeah.
This allows the Warriors to keep. To keep Marquise and maybe bring up Kai Bowman off his two-way if it comes to that. So
keep the tank alive, baby.
Thank God they can keep Marquise Chris in the lineup.
Hey, I was told by someone, I'm not out here fucking watching Warriors games, don't get me wrong, but I was told by somebody that Marquise Chris had done enough in Golden State to have earned an NBA spot. So
You know what's earned him an NBA spot? Getting drafted 4th overall a few years ago.
Hey, he was drafted by the Phoenix Suns. He never stood a chance.
I was going to say, yeah, no, we got to give him an exemption for that.
He's had definitely a more solid past few weeks.
There we go.
More consistent.
Remember that highlight where he missed a putback dunk and then pretended like it went in instead of picking up the ball and actually putting it in?
And the Warriors win that turnover, too. Because
they touched it out of bounds because the ref made them.
Yeah,
handed them the ball and they're like, "That the ref didn't go in."
The ball into the Pacers player and then going, "It touched you."
and like the refs met and like watched the replay to discuss it and they're like, "Ah, that sucks for you guys."
Yeah, really stinks that you accidentally touched that ball that we pushed into your chest. That's amazing.
Marquise Chris is a winner. That's what it is. He's like Tim Tebow.
Hey, you know the Warriors love those tricky dudes. They love those sneaky boys.
Brent, do you care to break down for us what's going on with your Brooklyn Nets?
Oh boy. Well, I remember I came on last year and I said that if they got Kevin Durant, I would be a Nets fan. Mm-hmm. So now I'm a Nets fan. And I'm not gonna lie to you guys. I'm kind of starting to regret it. You know, I'm one of these Gen Zers, so I need like even more immediate gratification than millennials. You know,
and that's saying something. Well,
yeah, you know. So it's kind of sad. It's not great. I wish they were better. Kyrie is a. You know, I will say though, I'm starting to realize that. The Brooklyn Nets really are my team, though, because Kevin Durant and Kyrie Irving, they are the two sides of me that everyone, you know, can see. You have the one side of me that is very, very insecure and getting into fights on Twitter with people I used to know and work with. And then you have the other side of me that is just very hungry for knowledge and... interested in like Jeffrey Epstein and you know the mysteries of this world so you know I think it's just a situation where the Nets are not doing very good right now. I'm not doing very good right now, so all that needs to happen is I need to start doing better in my life, so then the Nets will start doing better in the basketball world. So I'm actively working, trying to better myself. I'm doing a growth in hopes that I don't have to be ashamed and switch another team in a year.
That's genuinely beautiful. it also makes me, as someone who relates a lot to an incredibly shitty basketball team, I used to have people they'd feel bad for me when I told them I was a Wizards fan, and then I would explain to them, no, it makes sense. Like, they're my team. They like talk a bunch of shit they don't ever back up. They're better than they are. They're not as skilled as they think they are, and just like go through it, and then it would end and they would feel worse for me after hearing what I thought of myself. But I always waited on the Wizards to turn it around, and boy has that worked out well. So I'm glad to hear that you're taking matters into your own hands.
I'm gonna do it. I'm gonna will them to 500.
That said, if next year starts and it looks like Kevin Durant's not as good anymore because of the Achilles tear, can I recommend becoming a Memphis Grizzlies fan?
I don't really want to be a Grizzlies fan.
How about a Pelicans fan?
I mean, someone's got to be the Grizzlies fan.
I'm not feeling the Grizzlies. I'm not. Really? I like the talent they got going on there, but I'm not feeling them. I'll probably just jump to being a Mavericks fan for Luka.
Brent does not believe in Ja.
No, Brent, please.
Yeah,
you need to save you from yourself here.
Okay. Do not enable Mark Cuban.
The Pacers will welcome you back with open arms, and the Bucks will also welcome you with open arms.
Ooh,
If
I could also, I know you basically tried this a little bit with Kevin Durant, but just pick the best player in the league and become a fan of them personally.
Mm-hmm. That's a very good idea. That's a very good idea. I can just instead of going out and wearing my Nets jersey or my Thunder jersey, I can just wear a jersey with the NBA logo on it. Everybody knows I'm a fan of the.
You get the All-Star jersey.
Yes. There you go.
See?
I'm an Eastern Conference fan.
Yeah, see?
You just get, or you get like, you get like a Giannis jersey, but from before he was in the NBA.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yes. I have one of those from his Greek national team days.
That's awesome, man. Can I tell you, this is like a sad state of how different people watch the NBA. Joe has a NBA Giannis jersey, and I spent years looking for a Barcelona Thomas Satoransky jersey. that's who was worth it for me. I'll follow Sato anywhere, and his 9 points, 4 rebounds, and 4 assists.
Last year at a thrift store, I found a Sergio Rodriguez Spain jersey.
That's awesome. I would buy the fuck out of a Rudy Fernandez jersey. God, I loved him.
I'm currently on the hunt for a Jan Vaseli jersey. I'll let y'all know if I find anything.
old wounds.
Hey, keeping on theme, it's not his fault he was drafted by the Wizards.
It's not your fault. Okay.
We understand.
There was always you couldn't see it in the NBA by any means, but there was a good basketball player inside of Jan, and it came out when he got to play in a competent place. It just wasn't ever going to happen in Washington.
Can we go back to the Kevin Durant, and Kendrick Perkins beef?
Yes, I have. Like a week ago. I have the tweets up right now.
God, it's so prepared good. For so this. Good. I remember. You know, there are moments where you watch something on Twitter in real time, and you know that you're watching history. You are watching something that will be put on a best of the decades list at the end of 2020s. You know,
it's awesome. Like, it's like the dunk of the year wasn't even a dunk. It was online. Here, should I read through the start of these really quick?
Please do.
So this little Twitter saga starts with Kendrick Perkins. You know, I don't know what to say about him other than he's Kendrick Perkins. We know.
When I was a Thunder fan, I hated Kendrick Perkins. Kendrick Perkins was the bane of my him and Tabo Cephalosha. I hated them. I absolutely hated them.
Straight
so
up.
That's another reason I really enjoy this is I get to, you know, the child inside me gets to, you know, come out and go.
Yeah, Who at ESPN is like, you know who'd be great for analytics? Kendrick Perkins.
This is one of the worst and downright strangest hires ESPN has ever made.
Absolutely.
I think they just hired him for his voice. He's got a great voice.
I'm so confused at the direction they thought it was going in. He got dunked on by Kevin Durant and then immediately got canceled for being racist against an Asian person.
Yeah.
He's just on, like, and it was all... But none of it's surprising. Like, you knew this was coming.
Yeah, yeah. Because everyone who sees this is like, Kendrick Perkins is at it again.
Yeah. It's like, it wasn't even like a big like backlash towards him or ESPN because when it happened, everyone was just kind of like, yeah.
Yeah, it's like, even when they hired him, people weren't mad. They were just like, oh man, what are you doing? Like, everyone's more worried.
You react to ESPN hiring him like you reacted to your team signing him. Like, we know what we're gonna fucking get.
All right, let's get into it. Okay. So, Kendrick Perkins tweets, in about 30 minutes, I'm going to give my opinion on SportsCenter on why I believe that Russell Westbrook is the best player to ever put on an Oklahoma City Thunder jersey. He is Mr. Thunder. And then Mark D'Amico, I think I'm saying that right, or D'Amico.
Close enough.
With the apostrophe. Replies, he put together the best career within the organization, but he's definitely not the best player to ever put a jersey on for them. Come on, Perk. Perkins says, hey, Kevin left the door open and Russ walked right in. Mark replies, I think Russ walked right into the door called second round of the playoffs three straight times. Kendrick says, KD lost in the second round without Russ when I was there. So what that mean? KD chimes in. Yeah, and our starting center, Kendrick Perkins, averaged a whopping 2 and 3 during that series. You played hard, though, champ. LOL.
Brutal. Just wonderfully brutal.
So good. So good.
We have a few more.
15-year-old Brent, like, jumped out of his chair and was just like, yes, finally, finally, somebody said it.
Some random person replied to KD, little mad you didn't get your tribute video. Russ gave a city hope after you lied to everyone's face and took the easy way to rings. KD just replied, haha, nah. Perk just been shooting his little shot at me for a minute. Let's see. Then we have a Kendrick actually replied. He replied to it twice. The first one says, facts on the averages and facts on the champ part two. And then Kevin Durant does a little handshake emoji. And then,
yeah, they were like good. They like.
But then it's like Kendrick Perkins thought about it for a minute and said, actually, never mind. And does another reply after that one and says, boys, stop. You did the weakest move in NBA history. Up on a 3-1 in the Western Conference Finals and go join them the following season. Heart of champion right there. And KD just replies with a picture of a sloth. And that's it.
That's what's always been so good about Kevin Durant is that despite like the insecurity thing is that he's so good at making it clear who's not worth his time.
Mm-hmm.
Like they say, like everyone's like you can like anyone can bother him, like, and that might be true, but when people try, it's really fucking condescending and good how he responds. He did it Absolutely. To CJ McCollum.
Yeah,
he did it to Perk. If you're not on his level, he really. It's embarrassing for you to talk shit to him.
Yeah. I love Kendrick Perkins being like, okay, you're right. And then just minutes later, like, letting it fester inside him and then just, like, getting mad again.
Here's my professional opinion. Here's what I think happened.
Okay.
He goes, like, he thought it was a really good comeback to hit him with facts on the stats and facts on the average and facts on the champ shit, too. He's like, yeah, you had to say I'm a champ, so suck it. Mm-hmm. I think what happened is after about 10 minutes, he actually realized that Kevin Durant has won NBA championships as well. And then was like, fuck, and has won more than Kendrick Perkins has.
Mm-hmm.
He was like, shit. And then he was like, ah, damn it, like, I'm not the only champ. He's won more than I've. And then had to come back, oh, but you only won because of Golden State. And then that's where he comes back in with, you pulled the weakest move of all time. Which is another... if you dig it all self-owned, because the only reason that like it's not considered weak moves for people like Perk to do that is because they're not good enough to make that difference.
Yeah.
Yep.
Like, nobody cared if Andre Robertson went from the Thunder to the Warriors after they blew a 3-1 lead. And I love Andre Robertson, but nobody would gave it to it. You only care if good players do it.
Really, you know, if Andre Robertson did that, everyone would be like, oh, you know what? Good for him. Get it.
Maybe like, oh damn, look at that. He's gonna eliminate him again next year. They'd be making fun of KD saying that Andre Robertson was gonna eliminate him after being on the
And then I remember seeing clips of the next day after the whole beef happened. He went on the jump and he was like making his case and he was like, man, you know, they were nothing without me. Like before I came around, like they were losing to the Lakers in the second round. And you know, they couldn't get past Andrew Bynum and Pau Gasol. And then I went back and I looked at, like, the records and everything that year. Kendrick Perkins never actually played Andrew Bynum because that was the year that they traded for Dwight Howard.
Oh.
And Pau Gasol was old. And to add to all of that, Serge Ibaka was like really good at the time as an interior defender. So
I saw this thing, something this week with Kendrick too, because obviously everyone is doing their like tributes this week, and sharing stories about Kobe, right? And Kendrick's was like, I was in the club once and Kobe came by and he stopped me and he said I was like one of the greatest post players or something like that. And I was like, Kendrick, this isn't about you. This is not how you do a tribute.
And also that never happened.
Yeah, also I don't believe that. I don't believe that at all. He could have stopped you and said what's good. That's all you have to say. He came by and talked to me and it was really nice. Cool, man.
He stopped Kendrick and was like, hey man, what's good? And Kendrick left being like, Kobe said I'm good.
Is Kendrick Perkins the funniest, like, mythological they weren't at full strength person in like sports history? The Celtics never lost when Kendrick Perkins was in the starting lineup with everybody else.
Oh.
Like, could you pick a funnier person than that? The big three Celtics thing they always had was they never lost when fully healthy. And they always bring up that when they did lose, Kendrick Perkins was out. And it's like, yo, straight up, could like, I'm trying to think of a funnier player to be like, yeah, but y'all never beat us when Dion Waiters was healthy. Every time you beat us, Dion Waiters is having a panic attack on the plane. What do you have to say about that?
When Big Baby Davis wasn't suspended.
Speaking of Big Baby Davis, I want to say I just rewatched the other day. I just remembered and rewatched the Mark Jackson extremely long outro video about Big Baby Davis on YouTube. And that's just a general reminder to our entire audience. If you haven't watched it in a while, please go do so. It is still one of the funniest things I've ever seen.
Oh, Mark Jackson.
Jimmy crack corn and I don't care. Jeff Van Gundy. Celtics 5-5. It still hits right on the way down every time.
That Celtics team. Just so many weird, weird players. Just weird, weird energies going on in that team, I imagine.
For real, like, who was the most normal rotation player on that Celtics team?
Probably Kevin Garnett, and that's crazy.
Oh my god, that is, like, it's him or, like, Ray Allen.
Ray Allen's a little freak.
And after Ray Allen.
Tony Allen?
Tweet DMs, then it really can't be him.
Tony Allen, maybe?
Maybe Tony Allen.
He had a long, normal career, relatively.
Man, the most normal player on your team, the guy who can't even make an open layup.
Tony Allen was Marcus Smart before Marcus Smart was Marcus Smart.
He's more extreme Marcus Smart. Worse at offense, better at defense.
All right. I got a fun piece of news or a thing that happened with the Knicks this month.
Yes.
Joe and we briefly spoke about this when we were together.
Lots of Knicks things
this month. This is one of the funniest things. So a few weeks ago, the Lakers, you know, every team does like, hey, make the half court shot and get big money. Someone makes the half court shot when they make, what was it, $100K?
In L.A., yeah.
In L.A.
They got $100,000, yeah.
Pretty cool. Good for him. That's awesome. Love to see that. So, the Knicks do this. What did the man get? He made the shot. He was given $1,000 worth in lotto scratchers. They were all $5 tickets, which
they
means
were $5 tickets.
You have to get 200 scratchers. And what did he win? $500.
Less than $600. Yeah, it was like $570.
Good job, Nick.
Terrific.
You know, I'm gonna come in. I'm gonna say, so obviously that's Bush League stuff by the Knicks. You know, making yourself look real, real professional there. But I'm gonna tell you, I think this guy got out pretty good, if we're being honest. Because you know, let's imagine like what? How much is a ticket to go to a Knicks game? Like probably $300-$400 or something, you know?
And how much could a banana cost? $10?
But yeah, no, then you can pay for popcorn, maybe a soda, and then like a pack of cigarettes after you cash all the scratch.
It'll be great. So he takes this money.
I think he got out pretty well.
He takes this money and he buys a fucking Nets ticket. So, that's what I would like to hear. Speaking I guess the, some like
French on more often. They're killing it.
Yeah?
Kyrie has 27 first half points. He's 10 of 10 from the field.
Damn.
Let's go. I'm proud to be a Nets fan again.
I'm proud to be someone who put Kyrie Irving on my FanDuel roster for today.
And the Nets are proud to be playing the Chicago Bulls.
Oh, there's something else with the this. I don't remember.
There was a thing with the Knicks. What was it, Marcus? One of the Morris twins.
Oh yeah. Wait, ooh. Really quick. So with this guy who got the scratchers, I guess some like rich YouTuber like donated $10,000 to him.
What?
Yeah. Because they were like, oh, he got fucked. He got fucked over by the Knicks here.
That's a nice thing. Let me tell this YouTuber how many half-court shots I've made in my life.
Anyways, yeah, let's talk the Knicks this week, just like, what, 2 days ago? With son of mine, was he on my team this year? I don't remember. I love him, though. Jay Crowder steals the ball while up, what, 16 with 50 seconds left? Against the Knicks, shoots the three, and gets fucking nailed by Elfrid Payton.
Yes, that was who it was. I could not remember.
Yeah, Elfrid Payton.
I was gonna say one of the Knicks' bad point guards.
Just sends him to the ground. A few things here. I feel like you don't want to do that to Jay Crowder.
No.
Especially if you're Elfrid Payton. He'll kill you. And then he'll tweet about it in all caps, proud. So that was awesome. Awesome to see Jay Crowder do that to the Knicks. Just don't let him steal the ball if you're gonna get mad. That's what I think. Anyways, Knicks players had some things to say about that. Do we have a quote from Morris?
I don't remember verbatim, but I believe he said, Crowder was soft, very womanlike, and it was like the way he would like jerk his head back.
Yes.
Was something he had a problem with?
It's soft. His game is soft. He's soft. Very womanlike. Yep. That's what he said.
A weird slam.
I imagine Marcus Morris like sitting on the bench while Jay Crowder's on the court, like biting his lip and looking at him like, damn.
So this a few things with this. Marcus Morris tried to clear this up a little bit. On Twitter, terrible apology. I guess I could just find this really quick. Marcus Morris. Okay. Yeah, this is fucking terrible. I apologize for using the term female tendencies. I have the utmost respect for women and everything they mean to us. It was a heat of the moment response. And I never intended for any woman to feel as though in any way I'm disrespecting them. Again, I apologize for my comments. What the fuck did you mean then?
Yeah, first of all, no disrespect. Second of all, after this, he posted a message from his mother where she was like, yo, I still love you, baby. You're one of the best, like, people. You're the best man I've, like, ever met or something like that, which is incredible defense on his part that his mom still loves him.
You got to think the other Morris twin feels pretty bad, though.
They actually...
He looks at that message and he goes, damn, like, he's the favorite son?
They're the same person, so he can't be too bothered by it. In the heat of the moment, and no disrespect to women are definitely the funniest parts. No respect to women because it doesn't make any sense at all.
Yes.
In the heat of the moment, just because... Again, if you're like not sexist, you don't say those things even in the heat of the moment. I get mad all the time, and I suck ass, and I still have never been like, yo, this motherfucker is woman-like over here.
Yeah. So what I liked is, SportsCenter tweets the video of that interview where Marcus Morris says that. Jay Crowder quote tweets it and says, this is what 5-17 looks like. Shouts out to that. And then... Elizabeth,
I think 5 of 17. I think like he shot 5 of 17 that game.
And then Elizabeth Cambage tweets, feeble tendencies wins games, though. And Jay Crowder says, amen, and retweets that. He's got the right idea.
Nice.
He has the right idea because Liz Cambage is fucking gorgeous. So, of course, he's going to be agreeing there.
Oh, yeah. Remember, was that a couple months ago when Jay Crowder, all caps, tweeted, I proposed, and she said no? Do you guys remember that?
Yeah.
And then he, like, very quickly deleted it. So, like, Jay, get it.
Also, two key points here. One, it's coming to my attention right now in my own head that saying someone is very womanlike is, like, the G-rated version of saying they're bitch made. Which, so maybe he was really just watching his... trying to watch his tongue there and keep it cool for the kids.
That's why he's like, that's not what I meant. This is what I meant, actually.
Yeah, I wanted to say something far worse. The other is we joke about Alfred losing his mind and clobbering Jay Crowder after he got the ball stolen. But I don't know how much pickup everybody plays, but I experienced this even less with steals. If you've ever stuffed someone's shot and just retained possession of the ball afterwards, they lose their minds.
They do.
It's one of the funniest things to do in the world is to block a shot or rip the ball from somebody, something that feels very like you just got owned, retain possession, and just for a second there, hold the ball or dribble out to the three-point line and hold the ball, and they will sprint after you and play the like fiercest defense in their life. It's the funniest thing in the world.
I remember when I was in college, I was playing in a rec league game, and there was a dude who got a steal, and he was like going up for like a easy layup, and I caught him, like I got it behind him, and I caught him like on the backboard, and I pulled the ball down, and I turned around and I passed it out, and I just started like walking down the court because I was tired and I am not in shape ever.
Then
all of a sudden, like, my friends like pulled me. They were just like, oh my god, get out of there. And I was like, what? And I turned around and the dude was like running towards me, just absurdly angry, like all red faced.
the most fun one to do in the world is I tend to play sports pretty angry, in a pretty angry mindset, and stuff somebody, have them get mad and try to do the, like, they get up really close on you and try to take the ball back. And every time I would just hold the ball high and then look at them with a disgusted look on my face. what is wrong with you? Just hold it up and then eventually pass it to someone else. And then just turn around like you're incredulous that they even tried and sneer at them. And my people will hate you. And it is so fun.
So did you see how the Knicks got the last word here?
Oh, no, I didn't.
This was reported from a Christian Winfield interviewing the Grizzlies after that game, and tweets, Ja Morant says there's no hot water and only 3 drops of water coming out of the Knicks visitor showers.
Yes.
The Grizzlies are actively trying to get both hot water and water pressure to take showers right now. And then I guess some of them just ended up going straight to the hotel to shower.
The greatest venue in the world, ladies and gentlemen.
Yep. That was another night where fans were chanting sell the team, and then they're trying to drown it out with music.
Yes, so
that's a great
James
video.
Dolan got mad about this. Yes, Knicks fans chanted sell the team. And after the game, I have some more Knicks news. After the game, some people asked Kevin Knox about James Dolan, and Kevin Knox said, and I quote, "I like him. He talks to us before the games. I play Fortnite with his sons all the time. He's a good dude."
Oh my god. Also, I would like to mention that until this exact moment, I've straight up forgot Kevin Knox existed.
Yeah. Kevin Knox is a genius. He's going to get the max. He's going to get the max.
Yep. Damn.
Smart. Not like Jackson Hayes. Is Kevin Knox in the Rising Stars Challenge? I don't think he is.
Take a look. I got the roster right here.
I'm sorry. Have we discussed Matisse Thybulle's agent's statement about him not making the right game?
Assistant coaches?
I just read this. That's one of the most incredible things I've ever seen.
Is I'm going to need you guys to explain this one to me. I haven't seen this.
Yeah, can you want to read it off for us?
I'd love to. So, you know, guys are missing, guys are getting snubbed, whether they're snubbed or not. They feel like they're getting snubbed, and their agents are making statements on their behalf. Bradley Beal's agent made a statement on his behalf for missing the All-Star game. And Matisse Thybulle's agent made a statement on his behalf for missing the Rising Stars game. Again, quite possibly the least important thing that happened in the NBA.
Literally.
I would rank the now retired Shooting Stars Challenge as more important than the Rising Stars game. And I love the Rising Stars game, but holy shit, come on. This statement: Matisse plays to win. He does what his team needs of him. He's happy for every player that made the Rising Stars game. But I would be lying if I didn't say he was pretty disappointed. He's one of the league's top defenders and is amongst the league leaders in steals and blocks from the guard position. Sad reminder that defense no longer has substance in the new NBA. Shame on the league's assistant coaches. Capitalizing ass in assistant. First of all, this statement didn't read that mad until you get to the last sentence, and all of a sudden they're mad as shit. And second of all, again, I'd like to remind people that Mo Wagner got selected to this game and said, it's not really like that was a goal for me, so I guess...
You know what it must be?
Jared, do you have the video of Jackson Hayes?
Yeah, hold on. I guess I could. I guess we could play that.
Jackson Hayes also did not get selected and had a few words of his own.
Yeah, he...
Brent, what did you have?
No, I can say it at the end there. I can say it after Jackson Hayes. It would make more sense, actually.
Okay, so I think Jackson posted...
Will, have you heard this?
Yes. I came on in the pre-pod prep.
Okay.
So this might sound a little shitty because I'm playing off my phone, but I think this was on Instagram Live. Yeah, here's Jackson Hayes' feelings.
That's all I'm going to say on the subject, bro, because all y'all want to keep sliding up and shit and saying, no, you should have made it. Yeah, I should have, bro, but I didn't. So, I mean, it is what it is. NBA is a bunch of bullshit. The NBA can really suck my dick for all I care. I hope y'all see this video, by the way, and find me. But, yeah, man, shit's just crazy to me, bro. I work in a fucking political league that's all about politics, and it is what it is. I work.
All right, so that's that.
That's your employer, Jackson.
You know, here's why these players must be mad. Because I was thinking to myself, like, during the podcast here, and it must be that in their, like, rookie contracts, they must have, like, incentives to make the Rising Stars Challenge game.
Oh, absolutely.
So if they don't make it, then they don't get money, and so now they're pissed the hell off.
I think that's probably the case with Devin Booker in the All-Star shit.
I know some of it's just rep. Bradley Beal makes no more money if he makes the All-Star game than if he doesn't. Mm. He's just based off of reputation.
I'm also looking here at the U.S. side for both of those players, and there's nobody I would put – I would not put either of them in before anybody else on this team.
Yeah, Zion was a quote-unquote injury replacement, which I don't know how true that actually is, but like – if that's actually true, yeah, those other two guys are behind the most exciting player in the last, you know, 15 years.
Brent, can you give me the roster real quick? I'm not familiar with who all's on it.
I got it right here. So there is Miles Bridges, Devontae Graham, Wendell Carter Jr., who is hurt, Tyler Hero, Ja Morant, Jaren Jackson Jr., Zion Williamson, who is the replacement for Wendell Carter, Kendrick Nunn, Eric Pascal, PJ Washington, and Trae Young.
All right, I feel like...
Absolutely great team.
One, don't ever get mad about not being in the Rising Stars Challenge. But two, if I was Matisse Thybulle, and I decided to be mad about this for some unknowable reason, the person to be mad about, and Jared, don't get mad at me, is Eric Pascal. Who... had a really good start to the season and not quite continued at the same pace.
Yeah, no, let's put instead the guy who is shooting 38.6%.
It is going to be real funny, though, if when Matisse Thybulle makes an all-defense team for the whole NBA and it did not make the Rising Stars Challenge.
That would be funny.
He's going to be like second-team all-defense.
Still, I think, yeah, these little angry sessions we're hearing. Come on. Nobody watches this game. It's not, well, I watch these games, but like Jackson Hayes, this is not helping you.
Yeah, guys, remember, the people watching, this is not a shot at Jared. Just in general, 90% of the people watching this game is because they do not have plans for Valentine's Day. So.
Damn.
I said 90%. So yes, I'm watching. I left leeway there.
Thank you.
All I remember is I think it was sophomore year of college or maybe, no, junior year of college. One of those being psyched. Valentine's Day was on a Saturday, and that meant it was the year it was the Levine Gordon dunk contest. And I had fucking nobody, lonely as shit, but I had that dunk contest. And I was like, wow, this is great. I sure would have hated to have been on a date and missed it.
Yeah, I've watched every single one of these games since 2012.
I can't thank the NBA enough for putting All-Star Weekend always on Valentine's. It is just
our one true love.
Mm-hmm. I'm so thankful for that, because it gives me something.
You know, Joe, next year All-Star Weekend is in Indianapolis.
It sure is.
Yes, sir.
It sure is.
Yes, sir. Naptown, baby.
Naptown?
Is that Naptown, yeah, what they call it, Naptown.
Why is this a thing?
Wait, is it Indianapolis?
Yeah, and then also, it's so boring, all you have to... I think Charles Barkley said this once. It's so boring that when you arrive, you take a nap.
That's great.
Yo, this sucks.
This sucks, man.
Indy, the city that sleeps.
They, yes, sir. Can I make a quick all-star roster note while we're here?
Yes.
Yeah, let's talk all-star rosters a little bit.
I'd like to say one. I feel I do actually of everyone, I feel the worst for Devin Booker, who I think deserved to make the All-Star team. Over my number one son, Russell Westbrook. I mean, like, Russ was kind of like dog shit for like 30 games and then turned it on lately. But like, Devin Booker's been good. He deserved to make it.
I agree he deserved to make it. And I think, well, Luka just like sprained an ankle, and may or may not play.
That would be a huge bummer.
But also, yes, it would. But I think Devin Booker's like the first alternate. Like, yeah, he's gonna
They're equal. They're both really fun to have in the game for the first time. But I also probably would have put him over Brandon Ingram. But the easy choice is that he deserved to be in over Russ. But I cannot express how excited I am that Sabonis is an All-Star. This rules.
Yep.
It does pretty rule. Crazy.
It is so cool. And Nate Duncan can go flip himself. Dumbass, he's the worst All-Star in terms of talent of all time.
Stupid. Stupid.
Yep.
It's awful.
Kyle Korver was an All-Star.
Kyle Korver was an All-Star. Shut the fuck up, Nate Duncan.
Sabonis has been amazing this year.
I'm very happy for Sabonis, and I'm also like really happy for Brandon Ingram.
Yeah. Sabonis is better than Andre Drummond, and Andre Drummond was an All-Star within like the past year.
Yeah, Drummond's been at least a two-time All-Star.
Yep.
Yeah, what? He's better than a lot of people. Now, he's pretty solidly, he's an Eastern Conference All-Star. Like, we don't have to hide about that. But if he was in the West, he wouldn't be in there. But it's fine. Like, D'Angelo Russell's an Eastern Conference All-Star. Like, it's a specific class player. But Sabonis is really fucking good. I don't know where this take came from.
Will, yeah, averages like 18-12 and like four assists. Like, come on.
Awesome. The Pacers—they're
like a 35-win team without Oladipo this whole time,
yeah,
because of him mostly.
Yeah,
yeah, it's like him and Brogdon, and him more so.
Yeah, and especially too, because Miles Turner has been hurt a lot this year, so he's had to really pick up the slack.
He's carried like for a large part. It's like he's been amazing.
Will, do you think Bradley Beal should be an All-Star?
Like it's one where. That's the one where, like, you know, if you complain about a snub, you have to take someone out. No, because he doesn't deserve to be in above like any of the people who made it. Like okay. he's good
That's
enough.
How I feel too.
He's good enough to be an all-star, but I'm not taking out any of the guys who made it for him.
Did you see the video of him looking like he was gonna cry?
Yeah, he's
he was like
pissed.
A bear all over again.
He's pissed. His agent released a statement, and they're like, "No one with these averages has ever missed the game," and that's true. But at the same time, like averages don't mean the same thing they used to mean. Everybody's getting ridiculous counting stats.
Yeah, it's just like I think Bradley, a weird season too.
Yeah, it's like, I mean Bradley Beal averaged like 25-5-5 last year, mm-hmm. and like you can say I'm pretty sure it's accurate. Like everyone, it's something along the lines of everyone who's ever averaged that like made the Hall of Fame. It's like. These averages are easier to get than they used to be.
Yeah.
That whole thing where Luka Doncic like tied the had that string of averages that only Michael Jordan had ever done.
Mm-hmm.
Luka's amazing, but it's like it's much easier to do it now than it used to be. There's a reason these like all of these lists are these two current players and only top 20 guys of all time. It's a different game.
Yeah, the guards are allowed to rebound now. Like
yeah. And like guys rack up ridiculous amounts of assists and points are like coming by. Like offenses are better, defenses there's some difficulties in how you can play defense, and offenses are amazing. So mm-hmm. Bradley Beal's averaging like 28-6-4. No one has ever come close to missing the All-Star game averaging that. But averaging 28-6-4 doesn't mean what he used to.
And the Wizards stink.
Yeah, his team fucking sucks. If his team was good, he'd be in. They're not. And like I said, I get that he's mad. Like, he's good enough to be an all-star for sure. But he doesn't deserve it over Chris Middleton. He doesn't deserve it over Ben Simmons. He doesn't deserve it over Trae Young. He doesn't deserve it over Kemba Walker. He doesn't deserve it over Kyle Lowry. So what are we talking about?
I think Bradley Beal's wife posted something that he should be in over Trae Young. And I was like, Trae Young's a starter. That's not how that works.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. Trae Young and Bradley Beal have the same argument. Like, they're playing no defense. Their teams suck, but they're, like, putting up great averages. Except Trae's averages are, like, 30-something and 10. Like,
Trae's putting up fucking insane numbers, though. Like,
he's, like, a complete fan favorite.
What was his game last night? It was, like, 38 and 18 or something? 18 assists and, like, 3 points?
The other day he put up 45 points on 24 shots.
He rules. His averages, both of their arguments are look at our averages and Trey's are better. So
yeah.
That said, congratulations to Bradley Beal for I'm trying to remember the timeline events. Did they just get married or something like that? Something happened. I think he just proposed officially, I think.
Mm.
Wait, then why is his wife mad? Now he gets to be home for Valentine's Day.
I think he just... but congrats to that, because, Lord, his wife, is his fiance or whatever, is fine as hell. So, kudos to them.
Congrats to Bradley Beal. I just called him Bradley Beal. Congrats to Bradley Beal.
Uh-oh.
On joining the old husband brotherhood.
Oh! What do you think at some point he'll say? What do you think the first time he'll say "my wife" without the Borat voice will be?
Ooh, gotta be on his wedding night.
he's gonna have performance anxiety about saying it.
The first time I said it was in my speech at my wedding, thanking people for coming to my wedding. I said I'd like to thank my wife, and everyone cheered.
Low bar. So one weird thing on Twitter this week that's stuck out to me, doing my best to avoid the larger conversation here, but obviously we're seeing a lot of players this week sitting out for personal reasons, because mm-hmm. like coaches are like, yeah, you're fucking grieving, you don't have to play. I feel like that's very acceptable. And a lot of fans being mad in the replies on these announcements, being like, soft. That's soft. That's weak. Bro, shut up.
Or like, Kobe would have wanted you to play. Like,
yeah, so,
kind of take.
So that's what I saw like, a lot of that today.
That's not up to you.
I saw a lot of that today with like Carmelo Anthony sitting out today. I guess he was called over the weekend and Kobe was like, oh, we're going to come watch you play. I'm super excited. And they were going to get dinner before and everything. And yeah, that was going to be for today's Blazer Laker game. Obviously that's not happening. And Carmelo is like, I can't play. He's sitting out personally. I can't imagine playing with that, like, in the back of your mind. Like, oh, like, my brother's going to be here watching. And then all the replies are like, not all replies, but a lot of replies are like, soft. That's soft. Who would have wanted you to play?
If I knew Kobe, me, the reply guy, like, hey. I think I do.
Hey, buddy, I replied to Kobe dozens of times.
It's so weird.
Yeah, it's really gross. It's just another example of how, like, a lot of these fans just don't really care about, you know, these players' mental health. And, you know, it's like Kevin Love gets clowned on for coming out and talking about he had, like, panic attacks and mm-hmm. stuff. It's just really sad that, like, obviously these guys go through an immense amount of pressure in their own way, that different from regular people. And it sucks that, you know, like, regular fans just can't be like, oh, well, you know, this person also goes through the same kind of feelings as me. No, I'm going to reply and tell you, the actual friend of Kobe, what Kobe would really want.
You're not grieving right, and you're losing me fantasy points.
No, but that's actually, that, I like that you brought that up, because it's topical, having you on the pod, because part of what I've always said about Kevin Durant was like, he's just like us and people hate him for it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, that's yeah, why I really yeah. like him. It's interesting. I've kind of like discovered this as I've gone along, but like, I really liked Kevin Durant when I really liked myself. And then I started hating myself when I hated him. And now that he's like, now I like him again and I like myself. It's a very interesting thing that I've noticed. I'm like, oh man, yeah, I really am just really insecure. And want everyone to like me, and I'm constantly fucking up and making people dislike me more. Why did I ever hate this guy? It's nuts.
It really, like, it's the most he's easily like the most relatable professional athlete.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Times not ever. And it's just
whoa. Okay, let's not rule out Dion Waiters.
Okay. Yeah.
But But people just despise him for it. And it's the same thing. That they don't want to see, they just be like, people in general don't want to see professional athletes as real people. Never have.
No.
And that's not how they view them. For the most part, they're viewed as tools for your entertainment. And they're there to please you. They're not real people.
Or like superheroes, like these mythical
beings. One or the other. It's they're either on way too high a pedestal, or they're viewed as essentially like beneath you, which is a hilarious way to look at it, but people definitely do.
Yeah.
They do.
Yeah.
The one thing they never want to see is that they're actually just like us, despite how much people pretend that's what they want to see.
Look, you don't have to like these guys. You don't have to like Carmelo. All these people are grieving right now. You kind of, you have to accept that. You don't have to grieve with them. That's also fine, but like, yeah. If he's not going to play, he's not going to play.
And the viewing of these players is probably, you know, the reason for such a strong, like, emotional response from people on Twitter. Like, either they're saying, no, you have to play, or they're, like, you know, grieving the same way as if they lost, like, a close friend or family member. And these are people who just are big fans, you know.
And, like, I've seen players.
They've never interacted beyond, like, you know, one cheering for the other. That's it.
We have players like Dame and, you know, a lot of others who are like, I'm playing because I just feel like that's the way I need to and that's what would have been wanted. But not mm-hmm. once have I heard any of these players be like, but I wish my teammate was playing with me too. Like, they've been so supportive of being like, nah, man, if he wants to sit out, like, he's got to do it. I'm letting him know, like, he's got our love and he can come back when he wants. I've seen zero pressure from any team or any teammates to be like, nah, you should play with us.
Absolutely. Because for the most part, again, these guys are going to get better. It's like when it's similar to, obviously not the same thing, but similar to when fans get really mad at players for, like, holding out and trying to get more money.
Yeah.
For the most part, players are like, yeah, no, do it, dog. Like,
yeah, get your money. Yeah. Get paid.
Exactly. Because
fans rooting for their team that they got under the luxury tax.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Fuck yeah. Fuck yeah. Oh, there's going to be a lot of that movie coming up, too, with the cap being lower than people thought, than teams thought it was going to be. A lot of teams are going to be getting under that luxury tax. And
Mike Plumlee's going to be on the move again.
Yeah. Nate Duncan's going to be going crazy for it.
Oh boy.
Are we ready for some lighter fare, fellas?
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Are we throwing it back?
I've got a few, two different throwbacks here, if that's okay.
Yeah. Wait. Can I start really quick? We do have some bad news. New breaking bad news. Third quarter, three quarters in, just about to a Dallas Houston game, and Kristaps has 26 points.
Oh,
no!
I hate to see
it.
Hate to see it. All right, continue. That's all.
He's fully dated.
Okay, so the first one is a retro take in a way, but not in the traditional way. So my brother actually sent me this, not for the podcast. He just saw it and thought it was funny, and it fits right in. So Matt Ellen Tuck, user on Twitter, M. Ellen Tuck, I believe works for SB Nation, and he tweeted on January 23rd, who is the second most random basketball player you can think of? And he got many replies, and he compiled, looks like 50 of them, into a quick article. And each reply he just labeled as legend. So I'm just going to read off a selection of them, it's just going to be names of players. And we're just going to reminisce a little bit here.
Okay, I like this.
I like this a lot.
So, they're just replies from various people across Twitter. We'll start off with Mindaugas Kuzminskis.
Oh,
okay.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
What a AC name. AC Law.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. Uh-huh.
Ike Diagu.
Oh, yep.
Yeah.
Sure.
That's a name.
Pero Antich.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Macedonian, I believe.
Landry Fields.
Oh, man. What happened?
This feels like an in memoriam, but it's not.
Yeah.
It's just,
well,
it's
what happened?
Players.
What happened to Landry Fields? He was on.
Where are they now?
He was on the Knicks when they were fun.
Mm-hmm.
Right? With like J.R. Nieman.
Mm-hmm.
And then I feel like once that died, he just fucking disappeared.
Mm-hmm.
I don't remember hearing about him retiring. Anyways, that's all. Continue.
Plus, Joe, a true in memoriam would list how they died.
Yes.
pancaked by a dump truck driver. That's a. I think you should leave reference. That is not. Anyway.
That did not happen to Landry Fields that we know of.
Breaking news. I'm hearing something horrible about
him. No. Kristaps scored again. Oh no. Okay.
Wait.
Chris Copeland.
Okay.
I remember him.
Yep,
I remember him.
He was on the Bucks for a season. He got a few minutes here and there. Stromile Swift.
Nice.
Vitali Potapenko.
Mm.
Potapenko. Brevin Knight.
Mm-hmm.
Linus Kleiza.
That sounds like a guy who's listed amongst the saints when priests are doing the liturgy of the Eucharist. That's acceptable. they say Cletus, and then they say Chrysogonus. that's what that reminded me of. Thank you.
Roni Turiaf.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Rodrigue Bubois.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
Josh Childress.
That motherfucker's name had boob in it. Sorry, go on.
Josh Childress.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Is Josh Childress the one who fought Kobe?
No, that, Chris Childs. Too, Kobe.
That was Chris
Childs. All these fucking children.
Good callback.
My bad. Sorry.
Yeah, apologize now.
I'm sorry.
Children's party. He had a great slam cover, right? He was supposed to be the truth.
Hmm.
Not like Telfair.
He sure was. He's also on the cover of ESPN College Hoops 2K5 for the PlayStation 2.
Damn. Yeah. Okay.
Can I hit up with another brief live update?
Yes.
Yeah.
We are still in the third quarter in Nets Bulls.
Yeah.
The score is 103-94.
No defense.
Kyrie Irving has 37 points on 13 of 14 shooting.
Woo! He's back.
He's 5 of 5 from 3-point range.
Damn.
Middleton started his 51-point game the other night, 7 for 7 from 3.
My God.
Against the Wizards.
Yeah, we are seeing some great performances this week.
The Wizards have given up over 150 points in regulation at least 4 times this year.
Jeez.
Back to the players. We got Carlos Arroyo.
Nice.
Speedy Claxton.
Ooh, yes. Who can forget a name like that?
Michael Petras.
Yeah.
Oh, yes.
Danielle Marshall.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Eduardo Nájera.
Nodding my head.
Evan Horn. Tyrus Thomas.
Yes.
Ooh.
You're going to love this one, Will. Tyler Hansborough.
Yeah, baby.
Psycho T.
Ramon Sessions.
Yep.
Vladimir Radmanovich. Brent, anything? Nothing. No? Okay.
Never heard of him. Wow. Then he's not real.
I think somebody made that up.
Yeah, we I'm found sorry. The fake.
If his name ends in itch and Brent hasn't heard of him, he is not a second most random. He's a most random.
Yeah.
He wore number 7. I remember he wore number 77 for the Sonics. That's all I know about him.
Mm. I've never seen a Sonics game, so.
Too young. Joel Prisbilla.
Oh,
Dan Dickow.
What?
Damn, his dick out.
Marquette legend Dan Dickow. None of you? Okay.
Can you just say it one more time? Just say it one more time.
Dan Dickow.
Hey.
Thank you.
And finally, Lil Bow Wow.
Oh, yes.
Who can forget?
Yes.
The realest one.
Okay, that was a nice walk down memory lane. Thank you. So the real retro take.
A little dribble down memory lane.
Yeah. Oh, a little travel down memory lane.
Oh, this is the NBA we're talking about.
So our retro take, the real retro take, comes to us from a year that I'm going to have you guys guess after I read the take.
Okay.
So it is NBA All-Star themed. This person has their NBA All-Star predictions. And I want you to guess from which year this is coming from. Okay. The user, I don't know how to pronounce their name. Undead Pocolo looks like. And their picture is, I believe, Tara Reid holding a basketball, like flexing her bicep. Holding a basketball. So that's nice. Okay.
Who's Tara Reid?
She was an actress. She was in American Pie, among other things. I think she was in Sharknado.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Ah. Mm-hmm.
Probably other things as well. Those are the only ones I remember.
Who can forget a classic?
A classic. Okay. So who are this year's NBA All-Stars? Okay, so I think it might be in the East, starters, Wade, LeBron, Joe Johnson, Chris Bosh, Dwight Howard. And the bench being Gilbert Arenas, Paul Pierce, Kevin Garnett, Josh Smith, Danny Granger, Gerald Wallace, and Brandon Jennings.
Shouts out to Brandon Jennings. Good for him.
Danny Granger, then, another one of those random names that give me very nice feelings.
His honorable mentions / reserves that just missed the cut, I guess, in the East. Ray Allen, Rajon Rondo, Andre Iguodala, Vince Carter, Antoine Jameson, David Lee, Shaq, and I believe Brooke Lopez.
Okay.
On to the West. We have Kobe Bryant, Steve Nash, Melo, Dirk, and Amare Stoudemire. with the bench being Tim Duncan, Chauncey Billups, Chris Paul, Kevin Durant, Darren Williams, Pau Gasol, and Brandon Roy.
Oh.
This should narrow down your years with Brandon Roy being there. Honorable mentions / reserves. Al Jefferson, Chris Kaman, Andrew Bynum, Rudy Gay, Trevor Ariza, Luis Scola, Mark Gasol, I believe Aaron Brooks. It just says Brooks. I'm going to say Aaron Brooks.
Now, is that Dylan Brooks, Marshawn Brooks, or Stephanie?
It was yes. The first, the original Brooks. Nene, Greg Oden, and Emeka Okafor.
Well, that should narrow it the fuck down. I've got it. I think I'm within 2 years.
Okay. What are you thinking?
If I recall correctly, Gilbert was only a 2-time All-Star.
These aren't the actual All-Stars necessarily. This is just his predictions.
It shouldn't have been that hard because he stopped being an All-Star because his leg exploded. So unless he was a really big fan of dead leg Gilbert, it should be in a limited range of time. I'm going to feel bad. I fuck this up. I'm going to go with... Should I do my guess?
Yeah, go for it. What do you think?
2007.
Okay.
I'm going to guess the 2009 to 2010 season.
Okay, then I'm going. Okay. Oh, I'm going eight. I'm going 2008.
I believe Brent got it. I believe.
Ooh.
Because Brandon Jennings was a rookie. He was drafted in 2009. In the post, he says Jennings has been by far the best rookie, and he has the Bucks in the playoffs right now, even without Michael Redd and Andrew Bogut. So
let's go.
It was 09-10, which feels like ancient history when you read those names.
When you read those names, I honestly, my first guess was 2012, and then you got to the West and you said Carmelo, and I was like, well.
Yes. I would have thought Greg Oden being a honorable mention would have been a giveaway also.
Putting Gilbert in 2010 means this man should be checked into an asylum.
I believe the prediction was made in 2009, which means the season could have only been like a month or two in, and he was making these predictions. So, but anyway, probably pretty early.
That might have been the season actually where he really where it went bad, because his next season after that is horrendous. And his season before it was really bad, but he averaged like 22 points that year.
It's all about those averages.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe. No one who averaged 22.6, 7.2, and 4.2 had ever missed the All-Star game until Gilbert did in 2009.
You know what we love to see? Averages.
Those last four names on the East bench: Josh Smith, Danny Granger, Gerald Wallace, Brandon Jennings.
Oh, I love it.
Damn.
Gerald Wallace, you know, when you were talking about second most random player, I think Gerald Wallace would be my second most random player.
Yeah, we should have asked who's the second most random player you guys can think of right now.
Is there any chance you can get what platform was on? We don't know the actual date that they submitted these picks.
It was in 09. I can find it.
Yeah. I'm just curious because depending on when, December 21st, 2009 was when Gilbert Arenas brought a gun into the locker room.
December 21st?
Yes.
Okay. Let me find it. I think I can find it. While we're waiting, what is the second most random NBA player you can think of?
I don't know if I could do any better than Michael Petras.
How about Bob Sura?
It's a good one. I'm gonna go with...
Wait, this is our second pick, right?
Yeah, the second most random.
Second most random.
Ish Smith.
Ooh.
Wizard legend.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so he submitted these on November 29th, 2009. So the season was a month in.
Oh my
god. He was like, Brandon Jennings, all-star, rookie year, for sure.
3 weeks later, his all-star pick almost murdered another player in the locker room.
I do think Brandon Jennings dropped 55 in like the first month of his rookie season.
Yeah, it was really fast.
I get it, but probably a little premature.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to go with James Young.
Bill Simmons fist pump. That's what I just did. Very nice.
Take but I should have gone with RJ Hunter.
Ooh, RJ Hunter. That's a good
He is technically an NBA player.
It's, it it's happened.
You're not wrong.
That's another guy who, you know, I would have put on my All-Suns team because I thought he was going to be really, really good coming out of college.
God, it was worth it just for the tournament game he had.
With his father slash coach falling out of his stool
because
he had a broken leg or whatever.
I remember I skipped school to watch that. Ah, great memories.
I'm pretty sure I had teachers at my school who just put the games on, like in high school for sure. They would just have all the games on in their classroom like that week.
That's awesome.
Those were good teachers. Yeah.
I remember having a tremendous amount of work that I had to do. It was my second year of college, I think. And I skipped all of it to just watch that entire first weekend of tourney games. I don't regret it, but I had a horrendous Sunday night and Monday.
Oh, no. See, do we have any other news? Anything else that's been sticking out to us on this month?
The dunk contest, I am a little disappointed in the selection so far. It's to this point, it's Dwight Howard, Derek Jones, and Aaron Gordon, which is all just guys who have done it before. Not that they're not great dunkers,
but it's like we want some new shit.
Yeah, that's kind of how I feel.
That's been the most fun thing about the dunk contest, you know. A lot of people complain because they're like, oh, there's no names in it. But they completely forget that, you know, the dunk contest is kind of like the springboard for these new names to become stars.
Yeah, like Kobe did it his rookie year. MJ did it, I think, 2 years when he was young. LeBron has never done it because he's a coward. And I will stand by this.
I really don't understand getting Dwight Howard. That's just...
It seems weird. Like
Aaron Gordon at least has like a pedigree, you know, and he's still young.
Mm-hmm.
But put JaVale McGee in it. Like... Let JaVale be the fourth.
Let him
get another shot.
I want Ja Morant in the contest.
He declined.
I know, and
he declined.
And I'm mad.
I like that Derek Jones Jr. is in it though. He could fly.
Yeah.
He can. He certainly can. Right now, his dunk contest highlight is him telling the cheerleader to get out of the way that he brought in to jump over. He brought in, like, his friend and the mascot and a cheerleader, and then he was, like, sizing it up and then was like, cheerleader, you get out of there. I'm going to land on you.
Oh, yeah. Back when he was with the Suns.
I don't get the Dwight one. I don't see the reason of picking really old guys for this when they're not that athletic anymore. Regardless of his past history, I'm hype on Derek Jones. Junior, because he can jump higher than everyone in the NBA, and he
had
best like four of the best 10 dunks of the past few years.
Yeah, him I get. The other two I don't get as much.
Well, honestly. I mean, Aaron Gordon is one half of the greatest dunk contest of all time, so I'm probably still going to be pretty hype on that.
Yeah, I'm hoping, but
I am the dunk contest optimist over here.
You are. Like, it's true.
I also think it would be fun with it being in Chicago for us to get Zach LaVine versus Aaron Gordon, the sequel.
That'd be fun. That'd be very fun.
I'll enjoy it regardless. I would be excited if James Dwight White was in the dunk contest again. So
Jared wants Ja Morant.
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, Ja has like, it was Ja, right? Who had like the best would-be dunk.
Yeah,
so far this year.
He almost ended Kevin Love's career.
Yeah, so it's like, come on, man. Don't tease me. like that, come on.
Has Terrence Ferguson been in it yet? I don't think he has.
He was in it last year.
No, that was Hammy Diallo.
That was Hammy Diallo, yeah.
Yeah. I'd like that, yeah.
T Ferg would be a good one.
Mm-hmm.
I actually think of who else.
I really appreciate Ja sitting out because this means once he's good and healthy, just we get Ja versus Zion next year.
Okay, yeah.
Yes.
You know what?
Yeah, that's
okay. Yeah. Yeah.
Everything's fun and everything. All of these people are fun, but it's really just a countdown until we're confident that Zion's healthy enough to do it.
Yeah. Oh,
yeah. Great point. Good point. Facts. This is just a warm-up.
Okay. Yeah.
I feel better now.
Mm-hmm.
3-point contest? Has there been any announcement?
No, not that I've seen.
I haven't heard anything.
It'll be interesting. I mean, we're not going to see, like, Steph in it.
Yeah.
We better get the Latvian laser in it, damn it.
Yeah.
I only have seen Zach Lowe say that he wants Duncan Robinson in it.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, absolutely.
Yeah. Which would be great.
Actually, I want D'Lo in it. Just because
D'Lo
has been making stupid, crazy shots lately. They don't make sense. And so I'm like, okay, I want to see you make some regular shots now.
Yeah. Who else? Like someone like Malcolm Brogdon, maybe, would mm-hmm. be a good one.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, Tyler Hero would be fun just because he's kind of this young sharpshooter kind of guy.
Yeah.
Yeah. But you'd have two Heat guys, but I don't really care.
I mean, we've had multiple guys from the same teams before.
I don't know.
I'd like to see Chris Middleton in it again.
Middleton, maybe both of the Bogdanoviches.
Yeah, Bojan and Bogdan, yes, sir.
Who won last year? That was Joe Harris?
Joe Harris, yes.
Bring him back.
He'll probably be in it.
Defend the title.
Yeah.
Brief Kyrie update.
Yes.
7 minutes left in the game. Brooklyn up by 12. Kyrie has 47 points on 19 shots.
Oh, my.
Shit.
He made 17 of his 19 shots so far.
Oh, wow.
He's having a night, folks.
Damn. Good for him. That's awesome.
I take back everything I said at the beginning.
Oh, wow, that's awesome.
I'm very happy. I won't leave you guys.
We just had to get you on the button. Good news, Kristaps still only has 26 points.
Okay, I can rest easy.
We're right there.
I guess that about covers everything, yeah? Before we get going for too long.
Quick thoughts on the... Maybe we can talk more about this next week.
Okay.
If we... do it before the All-Star game.
Yeah,
The fourth quarter format of the All-Star game that was announced.
Where it's just you...
It's no score, and then it's like first team to 24, and then the team that's losing. Yeah, they're trying out a different scoring format, which has been a proposed rule change to speed up the fourth quarter of regular games, where it's like when a team reaches a certain point, then the other team has to make up the difference
mm-hmm.
in before the other team does, or it's a little confusing, but it makes sense that it prevents like timeouts and would speed up the ends of games, especially. I think it'll be fun, but we can delve into it more.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we'll do that. We'll do that next time.
I'll study up.
Cause the overall rule change, it reads like, it's really complicated. I know it's not that complicated, but at first glance, it looks like, yeah, it's something.
Cliffhanger for next time.
Yeah, ooh. And Brent, closing thoughts at all?
You know, it was great to be back on the pod. You know,
great to have you back. Long time in the running. I know we've tried to have you back a few times, but things didn't work out.
Yeah, you know. Things are getting in the way, but you know what? It's I'm here, so it's all good.
We appreciate it.
I'm very proud to be a Nets fan. I just want everybody to remember that. I miss you, KD. Can't wait for you to come back.
And you want to give yourself the plug?
Oh yes. You know, if you could follow me on Twitter at Brent is back, baby. You can see all my takes there, and give me a follow, and I'll follow you back, and we can be friends.
Do follow him, because he's good. Consider this. He's also great.
Thank you.
And he's also back, baby.
Oh, I'm back.
People That's forget facts. This.
Yes. Yes, again, it was a month gone due to multiple things and sicknesses, but we appear to be back. That seems to be a thing, that we're back. The boys are back. Mm-hmm. The boys are back, baby.
Yes, sir. I can't wait to listen every week.
Yes. And remember that you can follow us, message us, tweet at us, your hot takes at A Full Court Mess on Twitter. That is us. Just send us hot takes, cold takes, anything helps. And you can always, if you're bored, just leave us a review on whatever platform you're using, because it do help us. And you can always remember that we love you.
Thank you very much.